And good morning. Welcome to the Latin Alternative. Byron Gonzalez here. This is Por la Mañana con Sabor. And boy, I have a lot of flavor in store for you today.
We have
a special guest. She's already talking. She's eager.
Oh, yeah.
We got Nasa Bly. There we go. Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, welcome to the studios and welcome to LA for the first time officially, right?
Officially, as an artist.
So have you been here before? Not as an artist.
I think I came here when I was little. My dad had this thing about taking me to cool places when I was too young. So then when I would want to go as an older person, he'd be like, no.
Like
Vegas,
okay,
LA, like all the party places.
You can't appreciate it when you're little.
But he's smart like that. So he was like, I already took you. It's your turn to go by yourself.
And then who's your friend? Who's your
I want to introduce to you. Yes, my bandmate. His name is Fuchs Beats from Puerto Rico.
Yeah, I can faintly hear you. He's all the way over there.
Yes, but he makes the magic happen.
So yeah, he's important.
Incredibly important. Yes.
So now let's get started with you. What is Nasa Bly all about?
I am all about empowerment and rebellious spirit and, you know, jumping in. I'm a singer-songwriter from a small town in Puerto Rico called Cabo Rojo. And I love that whole vibe of everybody know each other. But I've always felt that I was, I had expectations as a small town girl of what my life should look like. And all my life I've been like, nope, I want to be a rock star.
Really?
So it's been that whole dynamic of don't tell me what to do. This is what I want to do.
That's cool.
That's what I do. I do what I want to do.
That's perfect. And when did you start doing what you wanted to do musically?
I think 2 years ago that I came into Afonico's roaster with Martin Chang. Sorry.
It's okay.
And he took me in into his wing and he sort of mentored me and helped me develop this EP. I have an EP of 5 songs and I've been releasing them slowly. One single at a time, and I had dropped Ojos de Diamante back in September, and it started from there. Like, that was like my first introduction officially into the music world with that single.
Yeah. How about like music wise? Like, when did you start playing guitar?
I think I was 11 years old.
You were 11?
Yes.
That's nice. And what made you attracted to the guitar instead of just, you know, being a singer, you know? What attracted you to the guitar instead of like a drum or a bass or trumpets or any other instrument?
I think it was just the whole aesthetic of having this sort of shield or weapon hold on to it. And I would see people perform as like people like Jimi Hendrix, and it seemed like so powerful. And it seemed like a very interesting connection to have like something to carry with you to like perform. And I thought guitar was more easier to carry than a piano or the drums. And it had like more spotlight than bass playing. So I wanted to have like something that would probably match my personality and versatility. And I stuck with it. I loved it.
That's cool. And now, and is anybody else in your family musically inclined?
Nobody.
Nobody's.
Nobody.
You're the first.
Yes.
Now, if you do have infants, you know, they'll be like, yeah, she started it off.
Yes.
You're the first of the
generation.
That's cool.
Yes, I created the continuous monsters that are going to come after me.
That's great. And so you have a few songs here in store for us today, right?
I do, yes. I brought folks so I can perform for you guys and give you a little taste of what I got.
Perfect. What's your first song?
We're going to perform Ojos de Diamantes.
Okay, cool. Now let's hear it and then we'll talk about it.
And then we'll talk about it. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm ready. And we've been playing this song on the station for a while.
I know.
So.
And I am so grateful of all the love that you've given to that song.
Of course. It's such a good song. Now we get to hear it acoustic.
Yes.
All right. Let's hear it. Take it away.
Háblame de ti, quiero escuchar tu voz y no la mía. Abrázate a mí, nunca sueltes el hilo a mi cometa. Ojos de diamante, brillan de amor, dentro de los míos, luz en el abismo, ojos de diamante, amor infinito, nunca más te vayas, quédate en mí, duerme en mi espalda, despertar la luna, noches de calma, romper el silencio, salir de adentro, ojos de diamante, corazón eterno, corazón eterno, corazón eterno, ojos de diamante. Vámonos corriendo.
I feel so honored to have it acoustic.
Right?
Yeah. Now, give me more, a little background info on the song and where it came from and your mindset.
Sure. Ojos de Diamante was, I think it was a, it's a very sweet song, and it has like this tenderness about it.
It does.
And it is a little, you know, sort of like cheesy romantic, and I loved it. This song was brought to me by Chango Menas. And mm-hmm. he's a Puerto Rican singer-songwriter, and he used to be in a really cool band from Puerto Rico in the indie scene called Indigo.
Indigo,
and
okay.
I loved their sound, and it was like sort of spacey and aerial, you okay. know, all these little spacey
Ooh,
sounds.
Ooh, that sounds cool. Yes. I should definitely look them up. I can't believe I haven't heard of them.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, they had a very solid following in Puerto Rico. They disbanded a couple of years ago, and I've always, you know, had this fascination about their sound. And when I had to go into looking, you know, what my sound was, I think that sort of like indie rock was mm-hmm. like my go-to. And I called Chango and I was like, listen, you don't know me, but I love you. Like, I love you and I want to work with you.
And it was easy to contact?
He was easy to contact, but apparently he's not that like easy or accessible to work with.
Oh,
it doesn't
weird.
Work with everybody.
Uh-huh.
So he sort of, I showed him what I had so far, some couple of demo tracks, and he jumped in and I didn't question it. And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, well, I'll fly you to Miami. Just come, please.
That's a blessing right there.
It was amazing. And yeah. it was serendipitous too, because we didn't know each other. And he knew Martin somehow. And when I dropped Martin's name, he said, okay, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to the studio and he presented it to me, and I said, I love that. And I again, the tenderness about it, I think, was what captivated me. And he's a very sensible soul, so to have
yeah.
those kinds of words, like, talk to me about you, I want to listen to your voice and not mine, lay on my back, stay, don't go, let's
yeah.
run away together.
Oh my God.
It's like a beautiful imagery.
It is. And I also feel like it's one of those good songs to cruise to.
Yes.
You know, when it's like hot outside and you're just
cruising. Or if you're like, you know, you want to sit by the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like a very tropical feel too mm-hmm. about it, and I loved it. Especially the track underneath is sort of like a cha 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 da da cha cha
a little bit.
Cha. And then you
got the spacey feeling in
yes.
there too.
So that was definitely those were the reasons why I thought yes. And those precisely were the reasons why I chose it to be the first single. I thought it's like a very, you know, easy introduction, a very soft mm-hmm. feel about it. And then I can turn it up, you know?
Yeah. That's cool. And now, what other musical influences did you have and help you develop your own sound?
I think Gustavo Cerati is for sure is mm-hmm. there. I think he's been my biggest influence in terms, you know, lyrically and in terms of music, you know, in rock and Spanish. He's the epitome up there. And I also like, you know, more melancholic feel like Spinetta. And I grew up listening to a lot of Mexican rancheras, so that whole dramatic,
yeah,
that very intense, powerful performance, I'm very familiar with it. And somewhere along the way, I started diving into stuff like, you know, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, Fleetwood Mac, who I adore with my life, and Stevie Nicks is, I think, also a big feminine figure in my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's from all over.
That's cool.
From all over.
Yeah, you can't really pinpoint.
No, I can't. You know, Juan Luis Guerra is also a big influence in my life. They're like so, the variety is such, I can't keep up.
Yeah, and then do you have favorite artists now? Not really to influence your sound, but just something that you like to listen to when you're, you know, you're not working?
I listen to a lot of trap.
A lot of trap?
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed of that. There's some good stuff out there.
It gets me
bad
pumped
stuff.
In the morning. Stuff. Like if I, you know, I put sicko mode in the morning, uh-huh. I get so focused and so productive, like literally sicko mode, like obsessive work.
Really?
And it just pumps me up. So that's usually what I look for right now, like something to really pump me and get me
going.
Some
good energy, huh?
So yeah, because I got a lot of work and I got very short amount of time and you got to put in the work. So
that's
you need
cool.
to be pumped.
And then that's what your new song's kind of about too, right? There's like, I feel a lot of energy in that one. Destruyeme.
Even the title of the song is catchy. It's like, wait, what? Destruyeme. It's like, destroy me. Just come here and destroy me.
Yeah.
It's a very intense energy.
I can't wait to hear it right now. Is that the next one?
Yeah, of course. That's what I got for you. Yeah.
Perfect. Let's do this. Yeah. This is Destruyeme. Take it away.
Te llevo esperando hace tiempo, ven y destrúyeme. No tengas prisa, no tengas miedo, llevo practicando, sí. Tiro el blanco por ti, déjame estallar en ti, así, así, no dejemos ir. Llevo esperando hace tiempo, ven y destrúyeme. No tengas prisa, no tengas miedo, llevo practicando, sí. Tiro al blanco por ti, déjame estallar en ti. Así, aquí, no dejemos ir.
time, actually, I was like imagining you in your music video.
Yeah.
And that one also dropped and it was good.
Yes. I was very excited about that one because I thought it's like it's time to put like my face there. Because Ojos de Diamante was soft and it was tender. And then I thought it was a great opportunity to mix it up and just grab it, grab the moment and just go with it.
Yeah, like, there's have a lot more emotion.
Way much more. And the song also is special to me because I wrote it and I wrote the lyrics and I wrote the music and it was produced by Paolo Angulo. Mm-hmm. He did the guitars, the synthesizers. He did a lot. He took this song and he just fell in love with it. And he's like, I got this.
That's cool.
And that's what it came up. And I remember that when I wrote this song, I was like head over heels about someone. And I was really shy and I didn't know what to say. Like, how do you go up to someone as like, I want you without getting slapped in the face or being, you know, a predator.
So is that where the inspiration came from?
And that's
song?
Exactly where it came. And I just sat down and I remember I had to sit down and write and I was, what do I want to say? And I just thought if I could say something like unabashedly and raw and vulnerable, what would I say? And that's what the first thing that came out. Come and destroy me.
Wow.
And I thought it was really... Yes. Come and destroy my life. Which also very interesting because it speaks to my my masochistic tendencies in love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like an emotional masochist.
Very vulnerable.
Very. And like I love the thrill and I do that and I... And you got to be careful what you ask for because I said, come destroy me. And that's exactly what happens. And then when I had to go to the studio and work this song, that fling had ended.
Oh, boy.
And I was literally destroyed.
Oh,
and I had to get in the booth to perform the song so we could finish it.
I mean, it brings it to life, I guess.
It does. We had vocals on it that we'd worked. And when we got to mixing, I said, this is not working. I'm not feeling it. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like a very diva moment that I had. And I was like, let's send this back to production.
Oh, boy.
And we did. And we went back. And this time, having all those emotions and all that intense, you know, aftermath of a very intense love affair.
Yeah.
I come to the studio and I have to face this song. It was very hard,
I
gave it my all. We brought it up a little more intense, and that's where the intensity came, like that sort of acceptance and anger of it.
Yeah.
And it's a very special song to me because of that. And in the video, I said, I'm going to have fun with this. this is my moment.
That's interesting. Cause this is why I love asking, you know, artists about their take on music.
Yeah.
And it gives them more depth. Now I feel like this is a totally different song.
It is.
You know?
Completely. Now you know the whole backstory and it's grown on me. And when you know the story of it, you're like, I get it.
Wow. And then now your video makes much more sense.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm owning it. Yeah.
And I love that as a woman doing music now, that feeling of, it's a very powerful feeling. Like, this is what I want to do. This is not what someone else is telling me to do.
Yeah.
This is what I want to do. And I want to own it. And I want to own it and be, it's a very powerful tool as a woman. And I feel incredibly lucky to have like the people that work with me, the whole, you know, the whole squad. And it's like, wow, this is incredible how experiences just shape the art in such a way.
Now I'm excited for like more of your music.
There is more coming.
Not soon enough, though.
You're gonna have to wait.
I know. Good thing comes to those who wait.
It does. So they say.
Now, when I was like looking you up and I saw that you did this awesome cover.
Yeah.
Dreams. Of Fleetwood Mac.
Dreams.
And I love Fleetwood Mac. I was going through this phase. I told you earlier. It's just like, whenever I get in my car, I just put Fleetwood Mac and then put it on shuffle. And it was like that for like a month.
Now that you mention Dreams and I look into, you know, because I love Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems, in terms of her lyrics, like she was also an emotional masochist.
Yeah.
So a lot of that sort of black and white, yes or no, hot and cold intensity in love, and Dreams sort of seems so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I can identify it so much. So it's also a very special song to me, and it goes so deep whenever I hear it or whenever I play it.
Nice. And then you're going to play it today.
Well, give yes, us a little treat. Yeah. If you ask for it, yeah. You
Please.
Want it? Yeah.
Could you play Dreams by Fleetwood Mac?
Of course. Of course.
Thank
right.
you. All right. Take it away.
Take it Dreams. Away.
Here I go again, you say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's only fair that you should play the way that you feel it. Listen carefully to the sound. Drives you mad, and the stillness of remembering what you had, what you lost, what you had, ooh, what you lost. Oh, thunder only happens when it's raining. Only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come and they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You'll know. Now here I go again, I see the crystal visions. I keep my visions to myself. It's only me who wants to wrap around your dreams. Have you any dreams you'd like to sell? Loneliness, like a heartbeat, drives you mad. And the stillness of remembering what you had, what you lost, what you had. You know what you lost. When it's raining, players only love you when they're playing. Say women, they will come, they will go. When the rain washes you clean, you'll know. You. You will know. Oh, 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 you know.
Oh, good finish. That was a treat. That was a real treat right
there.
That
was a treat for me because it was so random and you asked for it.
I know. I was like, I can't believe you covered it and so well.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So
yeah,
meaningful.
You can tell.
Yes, I feel it. I feel
you do.
It. Yeah. Especially when it's the women because when I hear vulnerability and empowerment in women in music and arts, mm-hmm. it's inspiring. And I was like, that's the rawness that I would love to achieve.
Yeah.
Because it's relatable.
I'm sure.
You remember that. No matter where it comes from, what year, what era, what genre.
Right.
If there's
timeless.
Vulnerability, it's timeless.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you for playing that one.
Thank you for asking for it.
Yeah. Now, what's in store for you 2019?
2019. All right. So I have Destruyeme that's out now. Yeah. I'm going back to Miami and do promo there. I have a showcase with some very important people up in there.
Awesome.
And we're looking into going most likely South by Southwest in March.
Oh, perfect.
Yes. And then we're looking into close to May, see if we can do a Mexico tour.
Oh, cool.
And then before the summer, we can drop the third single.
Oh, really?
That's called Janopiensis Mas.
Oh, cool. There's a sneak peek.
Sneak peek.
To that the title.
Yes, sneak peek. It's like, don't overthink it. It's a little ode to my overthinking tendencies.
And now, are you going to have all Spanish songs in that EP, or are you going to also sing
all
English?
Spanish.
All Spanish.
Yeah,
that's
all
cool.
Spanish. I love English music, and it has influenced me a lot, but I, you know, that Hispanic, I can't shake it.
Yeah.
I can't. It's part of me.
The language is so beautiful.
It's I don't know. I feel like you can do very cool things in English, in Spanish, that I would like to continue to experiment with.
Cool. And then what's your Instagram so our listeners could follow you?
All right. I am everywhere. I mean, everywhere. I have Instagram. I have Facebook. I have YouTube. I have Tinder. I have everything, guys. You can find me as Neysa Bly, N-E-Y-S-A, B as in boy, L-A-Y. L-A. Everywhere.
Nice. And then do you have any shows lined up for L.A.?
Yes, I do. I have a showcase at the Gibson Showroom.
Oh, that place is cool.
Yes.
I've been there.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to just like grabbing some of those Gibsons. I have like a Les Paul that I'm looking forward to just like touch.
Yeah.
Just caress it.
Nice.
And just promo. Promo just is promo. Mostly what I have here.
Cool. Well, let us know whenever you do have like a show available to the public. I'm sure our listeners would want to go.
Of course. And I would love to invite you all.
Yeah.
Full capacity always.
Oh, perfect. Thank you. And then what is... your Instagram again for the listeners?
Fuxbeat, F-U-X-B-S and boy, E-A-T, singular, right? Yeah.
Catch
and Instagram,
him.
Yeah.
Catch Neysa.
Yes.
Big things coming in 2019. Also, catch your videos. They're very, very well made.
Please. Destruyeme was a fun video, and I invite all of you to go to my YouTube channel and check it out. It's called Destruyeme. You do not want to miss it.
No.
It's fun.
It's out now.
Yes.
Well, thank you for showing up, and thank you for playing those songs for us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm a fan, and I know that you play my songs, and I'm grateful for it, and I'm so happy to be able to be here presenting the songs. Thank you.
Yeah, and you're always welcome. If you have when you finally release your EP, we'll be here.
Of course, and this is going to be my first stop.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.